This month, the City Council continued their work on a series of ongoing projects. They're nearing the end of one, hiring a new city manager. In a press release, the city announced the three finalists: Todd Larson of Soldovia, Mark Lynch of Whittier, and Brad Ryan of Haines. Dillingham Mayor Alice Ruby says the three candidates will likely be brought to town the last weekend in August.
So it would be kind of a two-day event, where the first day the candidates getting a tour of town, they go through a kind of an interview with department heads, then a reception in the evening where the public comes in and meets the candidates, and then potentially then the next day the council would do interviews individually.
Public input would then be passed to the council before they made their final decision. Another ongoing issue that got one step closer to completion at the meeting was the new harbor float system. The council voted to award the design bid for the project to P&D Engineers. Once there is a design, interim city manager Don Moore has high hopes.
Your lobbyist is particularly interested in, Senator Murkowski is interested in this one. If we get the design, there will likely be federal infrastructure funds to fund it anyway. She thinks it stands a pretty good chance.
The new system will include pilings driven into bedrock, but will still move up and down with the tide. The city is also getting some help with fixing up the Dillingham Rifle Range. The range is next door to the landfill, and there are currently some safety concerns involving the height of the berm. To fully protect the incinerator building at the dump, the berm needs to be raised by 7.5 feet. The Dillingham Sportsman's Club is working on a solution that would not cost the city anything. Ward Jones addressed the council.
The Dillingham Sportsman's Club is kind of getting rejuvenated, and I'm the chairman of their range development committee, and we're trying to get it safer, nicer, better hours, and help clean up, be better for your citizens.
He went on to thank city employees for their cooperation. During the council comment period, Councilwoman Misty Savo made an announcement.
Elections are coming up. People should start thinking about running for council. I'm not planning on running. This seat will be vacant, so something to think about for our community members that want to be more involved. It's a wonderful experience.
The filing period for the October 3rd election opens August 8th and ends September 5th. In addition to Councilwoman Savo's seat, Seat C, City Council Seat D is also up for re-election. It is currently held by Kurt Armstrong. There are also three school board seats up for re-election this year. Candidates must be registered voters and have been a resident of Dillingham for 1 year immediately prior to the election. The declaration of candidacy form can be filled out at City Hall. For KDLG, I'm Allison Mollenkamp.